Hi there, listeners, and welcome back to Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a daily Bible reading podcast from Israel. I am Johanna, your reader today. Today is Wednesday, the 18th of November, and it is the 2nd of Kislev on the Hebrew calendar. This week, our parasha is called Toldot, which means generations, and today's portion, today's Aliyah from the Torah, is Genesis 26, 23 through 29. Before we begin to read, let's take a moment to bless God and to thank Him for giving us His Word. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to His people Israel and to all peoples through His Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. He went up from there to Beersheba. The Lord appeared to him that night and said, I am the God of your father Abraham. Do not be afraid, for I am with you, and I will bless you and multiply your seed for the sake of Abraham my servant. So he built an altar there and called on the name of the Lord. He pitched his tent there, and Isaac's servants hollowed out a well there. Now Avimelech went to him from Gerar, along with Achuzat, his friend, and Pichol, the commander of his army. Isaac said to them, Why have you come to me, since you hate me and sent me away from you? They said, We've clearly seen that the Lord has been with you. So we said, Let there now be an agreement between us and you, and let us make a covenant with you, that you will do us no harm, just as we haven't touched you, and just as we did nothing to you but good, and sent you away in shalom. You are now blessed by the Lord. That was Genesis 26, 23 through 29. Our next portion is from the prophets, and it is Judges chapter 20. We'll be continuing the story from the previous chapter. And once again, you might want to be a bit careful about your children listening to this chapter, as some of the content might not be suitable for them. Then all Bnei Israel went out and was assembled as one man from Dan to Beersheba, with the land of Gilead before the Lord at Mitzpah. The chiefs of the people and of the tribes of Israel presented themselves in the assembly of the people of God, 400,000 foot soldiers armed with swords. Now the children of Benjamin heard that Bnei Israel had gone up to Mitzpah. Bnei Israel asked, Tell us, how did this wickedness take place? So the Levite, the husband of the murdered woman, answered and said, I came with my concubine to Gibeah of Benjamin to spend the night. Then the men of Gibeah arose against me and surrounded the house over me at night. They intended to kill me, but instead they raped my concubine until she died. So I took my concubine and cut her into pieces and sent her throughout the land of Israel's possession. For they have committed something obscene and degrading in Israel. Behold, all you sons of Israel, give your advice and counsel here. Then all the people arose as one man, saying, Not one of us will go to his tent, nor will any of us return to his house. But now this is what we will do to Gibeah. We will go up against it by lot. We will take 10 men of 100 throughout the tribes of Israel, and 100 of 1,000, and 1,000 out of 10,000, to supply provisions for the troops, so that when they come to Gibeah of Benjamin, they may do to them according to all the disgrace that they have committed in Israel. So all the men of Israel were gathered against the town, knit together as one man. And the tribes of Israel sent men through the tribe of Benjamin, saying, What is this wickedness that has taken place among you? Now therefore give up the men, the worthless fellows that are in Gibeah, that we may put them to death and purge this evil from Israel. But the children of Benjamin would not listen to the voice of their kinsmen, Bnei Israel. So the children of Benjamin were gathered from their towns to Gibeah to go out to battle against Bnei Israel. On that day, the children of Israel mustered 26,000 swordsmen from the towns, besides the inhabitants of Gibeah, who numbered 700 chosen men. Out of all these troops, there were 700 chosen men that were left-handed, each of whom could sling a stone at a hare and not miss. Meanwhile, the men of Israel, apart from Benjamin, numbered 400,000 swordsmen, all men of war. Then Bnei Israel arose, went up to Beit El, and inquired of God. They asked, "Who is to go up first to battle for us against the children of Benjamin?" The Lord replied, "Judah first." So Bnei Israel rose up in the morning and camped against Gibeah. The men of Israel went out to battle against Benjamin and arrayed for battle against Gibeah. But the children of Benjamin came out of Gibeah and struck down 22,000 men of Israel on the field that day. But the people of the men of Israel rallied their strength and arrayed for battle again in the same place where they had arrayed themselves the first day. Yet Bnei Israel went up and wept before the Lord until evening, then inquired of the Lord, saying, "Shall I again draw near to battle against the children of Benjamin, my brother?" The Lord said, "Go up against him." So Bnei Israel advanced against the children of Benjamin on the second day. Benjamin came out against them from Gibeah again the second day and struck down 18,000 of Bnei Israel on the field, all drawing the sword. Then all Bnei Israel went up, and all the people came to Beit El and wept and sat there before the Lord. They fasted that day until evening, and they offered burnt offerings and fellowship offerings before the Lord. Then Bnei Israel inquired of the Lord. For the Ark of the Covenant of God was there in those days, and Pinchas, son of Eleazar, son of Aaron, had ministered before it in those days, saying, "Shall I yet again go out to battle against the children of Benjamin, my brother? Or should I cease?" The Lord replied, "Go up, for tomorrow I will give him into your hand." So Israel set men in ambush against Gibeah on all sides. Then Bnei Israel advanced against the children of Benjamin on the third day, and arrayed against Gibeah as at other times. The children of Benjamin came out against the people, but they were drawn away from the town, and they began to strike and kill some of the people, about 30 men of Israel, as at other times, on the highways of which one goes up to Beit El and the other to Gibeah. So the children of Benjamin said, "They are defeated before us as before." But Bnei Israel said, "Let us flee and draw them away from the town to the highways." Then all the troops of Israel rose up from their place and arrayed themselves at Baal Tamar, and the troops of Israel in ambush burst out of their place west of Geva. Then 10,000 troops chosen from all Israel made a frontal attack on Gibeah, and the battle became fierce. But the Benjamites did not know that disaster was about to strike them. Then the Lord struck Benjamin before Israel. Bnei Israel killed 25,100 of Benjamin that day, all drawing the sword. So the children of Benjamin realized that they were defeated. Now the men of Israel had yielded ground to Benjamin because they relied on the ambush that they had laid against Gibeah. So the men in ambush rushed suddenly upon Gibeah. Then the men in another ambush advanced and struck the whole town with the edge of the sword. Now there was a prearranged sign between the men of Israel and the men in ambush. They would make a great beacon of smoke rise up from the town. Then the men of Israel would return to the battle. When Benjamin began to strike, killing about 30 of the men of Israel, they said, "Surely they are defeated before us, as in the first battle." But when the beacon began to arise up from the town in a pillar of smoke, Benjamin looked behind them, and behold, the whole town was going up in smoke to the sky. Then the men of Israel turned back, and the men of Benjamin were terrified, for they realized that disaster had struck them. Therefore they turned their backs before the men of Israel toward the way of the wilderness, but the battle overtook them. Meanwhile, those who came from the town massacred them in their midst. They surrounded the Benjamites, chased them, and easily overtook them near Gibeah toward the east. Thus 18,000 men of Benjamin fell, all of them men of valor. Then the rest turned and fled toward the wilderness to the rock of Rimmon, but they picked off 5,000 of them on the highways. They pressed hard after them to Gidom and struck down 2,000 more of them. So all who fell that day were 25,000 men drawing the sword. All of them were men of valor. But 600 men turned and escaped into the wilderness, to the rock of Rimmon, and stayed at the rock of Rimmon for 4 months. The men of Israel turned back against the children of Benjamin and struck them with the edge of the sword, the entire city, the cattle, and all that they found. They also set on fire all the towns that they found. That was Judges 20. Today's portion from the writings is Psalm 42 and Psalm 43. For the music director, a contemplative song for the sons of Korah. As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When will I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night, while they say to me all day, "Where is your God?" These things I remember as I pour out my soul within me, for I used to go along with the throng, walking with them to the house of God, with a voice of joy and praise, a multitude keeping a festival. Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why are you murmuring within me? Hope in God, for I will yet praise him for the salvation of his presence. My God, my soul is downcast within me. Therefore I remember you from the land of Jordan and from the peaks of Hermon, from Mount Mitzar. Deep calls to deep in the roar of your waterfalls. All your waves and breakers have swept over me. By day the Lord commands his love, and at night his song is with me, a prayer to the God of my life. I will say to God, my rock, "Why have you forgotten me? Why do I go about mourning under the oppression of the enemy? As with a crushing in my bones, my adversaries taunt me by saying to me all day, 'Where is your God?' Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why are you murmuring within me? Hope in God, for I will yet praise him, the salvation of my countenance and my God. Vindicate me, O God, and champion my cause against an ungodly nation. From a deceitful and unjust man, deliver me. For you are my God, my stronghold. Why have you spurned me? Why do I go about gloomy because of the oppression of the enemy? Send forth your light and your truth. Let them guide me. Let them bring me to your holy mountain and to your dwelling places. Then I will come to the altar of God, to the God of my exceeding joy, and praise you upon the harp, O God, my God. Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why are you murmuring within me? Hope in God, for I will yet praise him, the salvation of my countenance. That was Psalm 42 and 43. And now our final portion for today from the Apostolic Writings is Mark 2. When he returned to Kfar Nahum after some days, it was heard that he was at the house. So many gathered that there was no longer room for them even outside the door. He kept proclaiming the word to them. Some people came bringing to him a paralyzed man carried by four men. When they couldn't get near Yeshua because of the crowd, they removed the roof where he was. After digging through, they lowered the mat on which the paralyzed man was lying. Yeshua, seeing their faith, said to the paralyzed man, "Son, your sins are forgiven." But some of the Torah scholars were sitting there, questioning in their hearts, "Why does this fellow speak like this? He blasphemes. Who can pardon sins but God alone?" Immediately Yeshua, knowing in his spirit that they were raising questions this way within themselves, said to them, "Why are you questioning these things in your hearts? Which is easier, to say to the paralyzed man, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up and take your mat and walk'? But so you may know that the Son of Man has authority to pardon sins on earth." He tells the paralyzed man, "I tell you, get up, take your mat, and go home." At once the man got up, took his mat, and walked before them all. They were all astonished and glorified God, saying, "We've never seen anything like this." Again Yeshua went out by the sea. The whole crowd kept coming to him, and he continued to teach them. As he was passing by, he saw Levi, the son of Alphaeus, sitting at the tax collector's booth. He said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. Now it happens that Yeshua was reclining at the table in Levi's house, and many tax collectors and sinners were reclining with Yeshua and his disciples. For there were many, and they were following him. When the Torah scholars of the Pharisees saw him eating with sinners and tax collectors, they began to say to his disciples, "With tax collectors and sinners he eats?" And when he heard this, Yeshua said to them, "Those who are healthy have no need for a doctor, but those who are sick do. I did not come to call the righteous, but the sinful." Now John's disciples and the Pharisees were fasting. They came and said to him, "Why do the disciples of John and the disciples of the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?" And Yeshua said to them, "The guests of the bridegroom cannot fast while the bridegroom is with them, can they? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. But the days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast in that day. No one sews a patch of unshrunk cloth on an old garment. Otherwise, the patch pulls away from the old, and a worse tear appears. And no one puts new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the wine will burst the skins, and the wine is lost, also the skins. But one puts new wine into fresh wineskins." Now it happened on Shabbat that Yeshua was going through the grain fields, and his disciples began to make their way, plucking their heads of grain. The Pharisees were saying to him, "Look, why are they doing what is not permitted on Shabbat?" And he said to them, "Haven't you ever read what David did when he was in need, and he and those with him became hungry? How he entered into the house of God when Aviatar was Kohen Gadol and ate the showbread, which is permitted only for the Kohanim to eat, and gave some even to those who were with him." Then he said to them, "Shabbat was made for man, and not man for Shabbat. So the Son of Man is Lord even of Shabbat." That was Mark chapter 2, and it concludes today's readings. If you are reading through the Apostolic Writings twice in this year cycle, you'll be reading Romans 13 today also. Thank you so much for listening to Daily Bread for Busy Moms. I hope it's been a blessing to you today. May you have a great day, and shalom from Jerusalem until next time.